Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's OMF on EEI.
Oh, there's something that we're talking sprint training. There's a reason we're playing day games, right? And coming here, it's not that it's uncomfortable, right? But obviously, it's out there. And we knew that we were going to come here around this time. The guys knew about it. Obviously, our schedule was set up whenever it was set up for us to be here. And the guys understands and the staff understands. Everybody took it the right way, and we're going to keep moving forward. The guys went through this last year. Like I said, I did not, but at the same time, you know, we lived it, right? You know, outside the game. It's something that we have to talk about it, and we have to keep getting better. And I think as an organization, we've done an outstanding job communicating with the players, communicating with the front office, with the coaches, and dealing with this the right way.
Alex Cora today, the Red Sox and the Twins postponed, not because of weather, but because of the emotional situation in Minneapolis right now with the Chauvin trial still going on. And then another shooting of an unarmed black man by a police officer yesterday. And so no game today. So we wanted to see if we could update and see what's going on out in Minneapolis. Do Young Park covers the Twins for MLB.com. He joins us live on the Harbor One hotline. And we're trying to figure out exactly where do they go from here. We heard earlier they might try to move the games to Boston, but now we're hearing no. So what are you hearing out there?
Yeah, I think we're all just in the same boat. We're all just kind of in a waiting pattern. And I think to a certain extent, this is all going to be dictated by, I guess, how things progress in Minneapolis and in the greater Twin Cities area through the night, and especially since after sundown is when a lot of the civil unrest around the George Floyd proceedings, which we're all too familiar with here in Minneapolis, that's when a lot of that took place. So I think the sense we're getting from the Twins is that they would love to keep the series here and play baseball when it's appropriate and safe to do so here. And I think we're all just going to have to be kind of responsive and reactionary over the next 12 hours or so to see what that's going to look like. And I don't even think we're going to have a sense for what tomorrow's game is going to look like till tomorrow morning when all this is kind of passed over and we see what we're left dealing with.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to ask, because, I mean, we've seen in the past, like, it's tonight is probably going to escalate, right? It's probably going to be bad in the streets. I just don't see much changing tomorrow, but, you know, they don't play each other often this year, right? So just squashing four games, I could see them trying to do maybe a doubleheader Wednesday or a game Thursday, try to get at least two of these in, right?
No, it's tough. And the other mitigating factor there is that there's snow in the forecast tomorrow. So we were already looking at the possibility of a delay tomorrow to begin with in just the one game that we were supposed to play. And the other complicating factor there, too, is that we're actually under curfew right now. We're under curfew in Minneapolis and St. Paul, starting at 7 o'clock Central Time. And so if that were to persist, and there has been precedent for that persisting throughout the George Floyd situation as well, depending on what happens tonight and if that curfew persists, that could also get in the way of possible doubleheaders unless we start them like really early in the morning. So I think these are all factors that Twins and Red Sox leadership are kind of juggling right now to figure out what the heck's going to go on over the next few days.
Yeah, it just seems like, okay, with so many unknowns, it really does seem like the simplest answer is just to move the games.
Right.
So why this insistence, at least for the time being, with keeping the games and forcing the issue when you really doesn't look like, because I would say even by Wednesday or Thursday, you still may have issues.
Yeah, so I think there's a couple elements there, and this is more speculation than anything. But first of all, COVID is still a thing, and I think the travel situation, the travel party, everything like that. You know, everything is a lot more complicated in the just idea of having to move this many bodies on that short of notice between two major cities. I think that's one part of it. Another part of it is kind of the messaging too, right? Part of why the Twins decided to postpone today's game, and part of why the Timberwolves and the Wild and the NBA and the NHL have also postponed the game, is, you know, it's out of respect to the family of the young man that was killed, is that they said, you know, it just didn't feel right to play baseball on a day like today, following an event like that. And I mean, moving the baseball game to Boston and not playing it in Minneapolis, I mean, doesn't change the fact that this still happened and it's still impacting the Minnesota community. And I think there was some awareness of that too, and the decision to play this, and then the decision to figure out, you know, I guess what's going to come in the coming days as both the social situation evolves, and saying, listen, is it going to be appropriate to even still play baseball for the Twins, all things considered? And I think it's, you know, just another piece of that big puzzle there.
We're talking to Do-Young Park, who covers the Twins for MLB.com. So I understand the situation in Minneapolis. This one's interesting. Aaron Hicks has asked out of the lineup tonight for the Yankees based on the latest police shooting in Minnesota. So have you heard any of the Twins players who were upset about this and wanted out of the lineup if they would have played this game?
We actually did ask about that, and there were no names named or anything like that, and I don't think that's something we were going to find out as the day transpired. But the Twins do have and Rocco Baldelli himself is one of these people. They do have people that are attuned to these developments and are outspoken about these developments as well. I'm not sure that it would have moved to the extent of players asking out of lineups or anything like that, and I think we saw that. I mean, over the course of last season, when the George Floyd memorials were happening on opening day, and the memorials for, you know, Black Lives Lost in general were happening, you know, around opening day and the opening week and everything like that, I think you saw a sense of, you know, the Twins players wanted to bring awareness to the issue, whether by kneeling or speaking out or that sort of thing. But I think there was also a sense in that clubhouse too, and this is just speaking from the outside, of you know, having baseball kind of be a presence to get a community through this and something like that, and not letting it affect the on-field product and that sort of thing as well. Now, again, that's kind of, you know, just speaking from an outsider looking in, but I didn't hear anything about anything like that, at least on the Twins side, no.
You know, even before what happened yesterday in Minneapolis, was there any talk at all of, because Derek Chauvin, the trial, you knew the timing of it, right? And I was just curious if anybody even mentioned that, hey, maybe we should get out of here this week anyways, right, given what's happening. Because I know they're going to L.A. and Oakland after that, sort of like just get out of the city here for a couple weeks.
Right, and I think AC kind of alluded to it as well in that clip you guys played at the top of the segment, is that I think both sides, both the Twins and the Red Sox, were aware in their kind of discussion and planning around these games that, you know, we're in week three of the Chauvin trial right now. That trial is literally taking place a couple blocks from Target Field in the Hennepin County Courthouse. I think, you know, and you got to look at that and say, you know, there's probably a reason why, you know, these games were supposed to be night games, but were rescheduled into day games. I think the first couple were supposed to be like 7:10 games, and they're all now 1 o'clock games. And I'm sure that kind of played a factor there to a certain extent as well, in the sense of, you know, maybe there were going to be curfews, maybe they were trying to be preventative or something like that. But, you know, there are just a couple things like that in play there where, like I said, AC alluded to that. And, you know, there's, you know, the MLB scheduling monster is so massive, but looks like they're trying to get ahead of it a little bit to the certain extent that they could as well.
You know, since you cover Major League Baseball and the Twins, I just figured it was I couldn't let you go without asking you, before the game was going to even start, like, what was your perception of what the Red Sox were doing, you know, based on their six wins in a row? Were you guys kind of weary of, like, how strong they were becoming, or did you what was the perception, you know, before the series started?
I think there's a little more confusion as to how the Red Sox are playing after that opening series in Baltimore, and then how kind of things have seemed to gel, especially around JD Martinez, what he's doing. And I was looking forward to seeing him on the field go for that extra base hits record. You know, I mean, it's a guy that he's seen a lot before in Jay Happ as well, and so, you know, I was keeping an eye on that. But I mean, there's a certain degree of consternation in Twins camp around as well, just because there's a lot of individuals playing well, but a couple of bullpen meltdowns this year and the extra inning struggles, I think, have Twins fans kind of focused inward more than they are focused outward at the moment. So I think those are kind of the storylines, at least that Minneapolis, Minneapolitans had on their minds as I think we're approaching this matchup.
Do Young Park from MLB.com. We really appreciate it. We'll let you get back to your holding pattern because we're all in a holding pattern here and see how it goes between now and tomorrow. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, all of us right here. Thanks for having me.
Take care. You got it.